Barbara, you have something else you want to say about the perverse spirit?
Yes, I'm so grateful that God has given a godly spirits to us to combat these evil spirits. And one I would like to read from Romans 1, verse 21. It says, "Even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man or birds or four-footed animals, or I could say Mother Earth. And therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies might be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen."
You know, one of the things, Barbara, I see in some lives, and I hope I don't see it in too many, but some harden their hearts. They say, "God, get out of here. I don't want to hear from my conscience anymore. I want my conscience silent. It's no, 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 no." And one day, God says, "Okay, all right, I'm going to back up." And what I see happen there a lot of times is God says, "You know, I have built in here a natural immunity for you against disease. But you have said no to me so many times. You've hardened your heart so much that finally you have convinced me that that's the way you really want it. So I step back," and then we have this thing called, there's just seemed to be a problem with the immunity. Well, now we have a situation called AIDS.
Yes.
Because a man has said so many times, "God, get out of my life. I don't want to hear from you. Shut up. Be quiet. Leave me alone. I want to go my own way." God finally says, "Okay." And I have actually seen the hand of God, Barbara, in the spirit world withdraw from certain people. Oh, I tell you, I never want to be there.
That's right.
I never want to be there. And I'll tell you, this thing today about the immunity is gone. Why is it gone? It's because man has said in his rebellion, "Get away from me, God. Shut up and be quiet. I don't want to hear from you."
I know. And there are things, the stiffening of the body that happens. We see a lot of people with arthritis. We see a lot of people with hardening of the arteries. I wonder if that may be caused not by the medical explanations we get, but by a spiritual thing that happened down inside.
Well, I have quite a teaching on that, Barbara.
I know you do. Well, the next spirit is the spirit of heaviness. And I believe that when God says, "Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, if you don't faint, you will reap a great harvest." And I believe it really is important for us not to grow weary or tired or have a feeling of hopelessness or depression. And that's a spirit of heaviness. It comes as a spirit of heaviness in Isaiah 61:3. We are not to be tired, not to be weary. We are, and you say, how can I get built up again? The Word of God.
Yeah, and it's
the
a choice.
The Word of God. It really
it's
is a choice.
Choice. You know, I used to say to one of our daughters, "You know, it's a choice what kind of day you have. You can have a rotten day, a stinky day, poopy day, you know, whatever kind of day you want to have."
Yes.
And, you know, finally, after me saying that many times over many months, she caught on. Now she's preaching as if it was her own message, and that's okay
right.
with me.
That's right.
But
the
I had to say to her, "Listen, you can have a depressed day, you can have a happy day. What kind of day do you order in for yourself?"
That's right. It is. It's so up to us. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheo. It means in God. And so we become enthusiastic when we are in God. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
And it's a choice.
It is a choice. So
you know, it's
don't
like
be
it's
tired.
Like a room service in a hotel. You say, how come you have that? Well, that's what I ordered. Was that what you wanted? Well, not really. Well, you know, change your order.
That's
you know?
Right. You order what you
change
want.
Your
that's
order,
right.
You know?
Praise the Lord.
And then the spirit of heaviness. I was talking to a man just this week, and he was talking about his brother, and he says, "I used to take my brother's kids out, and we always had a good time. And now, you know, the conversation goes, 'How come you don't call and take my, you know, see my kids?'" He says, "Because they're not fun anymore. They're depressed, and they've got a spirit of heaviness, and they don't have a spirit of joy." And I told him that, and the dad of these kids says, "Good." He says, "These teenagers need to wake up and realize they're not fun to be around." And a lot of times it's their music, Barbara, that pulls them down, sucks them down into that spirit of heaviness, and then they start, you know, we saw it even today coming to the studio. Here's a kid walking along in pants that are so long and baggy, can't hardly make it.
So one of these days he's going to wake up and say, "You know, this is very uncomfortable."
Hope he never has to run from something, because he'll not be able to run in that outfit,
I'll
tell
you. That's right.
Then we have a spirit of harlotry and whoredom, and what an awful thing this is.
It is. It's what drug Israel down into the depths and what brought her into captivity in Babylon. And here the roots of that whoredom and harlotry are idolatry, love of the physical, especially the body, love of the world, and we must include the word lust. That is a real problem in harlotry and whoredom. And we find that word in Hosea 4, verse 12.
Also in the Old Testament, talked about female deities. And what religion promoted that, Barbara?
Well, it was the Assyrians a lot. It was also the father of Jezebel. I'll have to look up where she came from. But
was
it
that
is
the Sidonians?
Heathen. Yes, the Sidonians.
Right.
Very.
Thank
you. Thank you. And so we know all these heathen nations around Israel had great influence on her. And God wanted to keep her pure. But she wouldn't have it.
And today we have a lot of this feministic thing really comes out of a female deity. Be very careful there, ladies. I got to tell you, some of that is very, very dangerous. You don't want to get into that. And then we have unclean spirits that are impure, foul, and lewd. And you'll see that some people are just drawn. Oh. Their stories are lewd and their language is foul. And they just operate in a very impure way. And you feel slimy when you're around them. Your skin kind of crawls. I've seen women that says, you know, that guy looked at me and he undressed me with his eyes.
There's not even the smell that you smell around them or in their homes is not a pleasant.
No.
It's not pleasant to be around them. And so this is an unclean spirit. And we saw the unclean spirit in Matthew 12:43, in Mark 1:23 through 26, in Mark 3:30, in Luke 4:33. Unclean devil is mentioned in Luke 11:24. Also evil spirit with this same unclean spirit in Acts 19:15. A lot of that going on, unclean spirits.
And they do leave a very foul smell. And sometimes I remember when I was a parking lot attendant going to school and going to college, we get into certain cars, and they were so defiled, you couldn't hardly touch the steering wheel. You'd go immediately to the men's room and wash your hands. That car was that defiled. I can't imagine what their home or their apartment was like.
So in place of that unclean spirit, you would ask Holy Spirit to bring a spirit of truth and also a spirit of purity and holiness.
That's right.
That's
on.
That's very important.
Right on. Bind the foul, unclean spirit and loose the spirit of purity and assign it. Say, I want that spirit of purity to be here, and that spirit of uncleanness has to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a deaf and dumb spirit, and many times their deafness. And if a child is born with deafness and we see that and we say, oh, there was an inner ear problem, there's epilepsy, you know, there's convulsion, seizure, so on. Let me tell you, many times that's a curse of the generation, and it's because of specific sins up the family tree that have come down, as the Bible says, to the third and fourth generation. You need to bind that spirit of deafness, that spirit or that curse of the generations, and get that out of there.
Also, I've seen little children who have had parents that have been fighting so viciously, Darren, they turn off their hearing, and it's like they are deaf, only it's not a physical deafness, it is a spiritual, it's an emotional deafness. And so this same deaf and dumb spirit can come into that child at that time.
You know, we talk here about that, and then we're going to a spirit of infirmity. I'm going to put these two together.
All right.
But I have a good doctor friend that's an ear, nose, and throat specialist. He said, Darren, many times I cannot find anything physically wrong with this child who has all the time, he has a nose problems, ear problems. I mean, he's just got these abscesses and so on. And he said, I'll take the child out of the home for 3 or 4 days, put him in the hospital, get him away from the fighting, angry, strifeful parents in that situation. And he said, I don't medicate the kid at all. I just give him a peace break. And guess what? The kid gets well. And I thought, wow, here we've got a spirit of infirmity. And by the way, I believe the bottom line problem with the spirit of infirmity is a spirit of death masked as sickness. It's an illness, a sickness, and a disease, and we find that in Luke 13:11.
That's right. Well, in Romans 8:15, we see a spirit of bondage mentioned, or a spirit of slavery. God is saying, don't receive that anymore. Don't put on that spirit of slavery, leading to fear again and again and again. We see some people in such addictions, Darren, and sinful habits and lustful habits, that fear overwhelms them so much they get paranoias. They just absolutely get paranoid. They think the whole world is against them. They get schizophrenic. And that comes from a spirit of bondage. And God doesn't want you involved in a spirit of bondage or a spirit of bondage having control of you. And God has given us wonderful Holy Spirit to fill our life, not with bondage again, but with a spirit of adoption, that we can know that we aren't rejected, but we are part of the kingdom of God.
You know, I see that leads to double-mindedness. And many people wouldn't